must have clothes. She must have shelter. She must have the material things to live with, to live by. Then he too must live under the concept of this natural growth, this dynamic, this natural dynamic in matter. So his whole life now, his cultural life, his spiritual life, must now be dictated by the belief in this natural phenomenon. They call it dialectic materialism, where materialism is under constant strain and stress. And the fact of the strain and stress accounts for the consequences, the results. And that man is to study his life just as he would study the farm. Just as he would study the lake that he's trying to cultivate some fish in. Or just as he would study the physical seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall. Or just as he would study physical diseases in his body. He is to see it that way. And he is to plan in response to what nature is doing. Isn't this communism? He is to plan in response to what nature is doing. So what have they done? They have brought man below animal. Because the animal, he does that, but on a plane that has evolved him and also have secured him. Man ain't secured in no concept like that. That has to be enforced. They have to use might, the power of the gun, to enforce that on man. That's not something that man accepts readily. That's something that has to be enforced upon man. Something that has to be compelled. Something that has to be executed against the human will. Man doesn't want his moral life, his spiritual life, his spiritual aspirations shattered and reduced to some physical mold that can be defined completely in terms of physical science, physics, chemistry, etc. No, that's why Russia is failing. That's why Russia couldn't get to the moon before America. It wasn't because America was better, morally speaking. It was because America was better in her attitude. She wasn't better, morally speaking, but at least she was better in her attitude. She said, well, there is a Lord, and the people have a right to worship a Lord. There is a reality that our knowledge doesn't completely explain. And the people have a right to subscribe to that kind of belief. But America was a whore. America was a pimp. America was a dope pusher. America was an enslaver. America was a capitalistic, materialistic bastard. Yes. But at least that bastard had an attitude better than the attitude of the communist people. So who landed the man on the moon? The bastard. Yes. Now we know all Americans are not bastards. The excellence of America is not a bastard. I'm going to go to the fakeness of physical science. The whole is equal to the sum of all of its parts.
that's true than a bastard landing on the moon. Don't shiver. I'm closer to the bastard than you are. Make that bastard a legitimate yet. They like me on belts. Because I know how to ring the bell. About the things that are happening on top. Can we approach the top directly? No. We are seen on the bottom level. No matter what we do, we are regarded as members of the common people. And I'm talking about myself too. I'm your E-man. And many in the high towers, they respect me, and they give me great respect. But because I address you, they have to regard me as one of the common folk. If I would stop addressing you, I wouldn't have to go to college. I wouldn't have to get a degree. I wouldn't have to do anything but just join them. And they would have me addressing them. And they would invite me in to work with them. And I would suddenly become not one of you, I'd suddenly become one of them, pardon me, and I'd be no more one of you. But they understand divine providence. And they know I can't help myself. I'm living the only life I know. So I address you. Don't you know is what I understand is easier for me to address those on high than to address you? Because you don't understand what I'm talking about. You have to strain. To us, you're committed to them.
will you be here among us? You're not committed to us. You're committed to them.
mercy on him. He said, there's a lump of flesh.
A mutuka.
There's a lump of flesh.
Mutuka.
A lump of flesh. That when it is good,
the whole body is good.
And when it is bad,
the whole body is bad.
And they said, what lump of flesh is that,
O prophet of God?
He said, the heart. So let us go back now to the saying in the New Testament, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, I think I can proceed with this definition to come to the logical conclusion. And that is that I am defined not as the animal, not as a tree. I am defined as a human being. And I don't take on my true identity or my true characteristic or my true personality until I begin to respond to the movement, to the urge, to the impulse for excellence. From the animal sense, but from the sentiments of the heart. There are sentiments in the human being that tell him you shouldn't do that. That's shameful. That's beneath you. That's beneath your dignity. Yes. And if a man thinks in that kind of mind, or think with that kind of attitude, then he's thinking as a human being. But if he stops thinking that way, then he just starts thinking for profit, thinking for advantages, thinking for power, thinking for gain. Then he's thinking like an animal, he has ceased to be a man. But it wasn't only those great prophets that said that, but it was a scientist, one of the scientists, one of the philosophers, the great philosopher, he said, I think I am. He said, I think, therefore I am. What do you mean, I think, therefore I am? Thinking doesn't mean what you do. Does that mean that what the average one of us thinks thinking is? We think thinking is just activity in the mind. That's not thinking. We don't do thinking that way. We do thinking this way. Subhanallah. 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 We are not just allowing thoughts to come through our minds. We are following a pattern of thought. Yes. And then we come from that pattern, then we come to another one. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And we come from that pattern, then we come to the last one. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That's thinking. That's thinking. And Allah says in the Quran, what is this? Fakir. In nefa'atil ikra. See? But surely you increase by the power of thought. But not any kind of thought. Planned thought. Systematic thought. Directed thought. Goal-oriented thought. All right. If salvation hadn't come to the Negro in America, salvation never came to anybody. And I'm not calling you Negroes, but I just wanted to speak deep in your conscience. Well, I've just been up here about an hour. Right?
got a few more minutes, I think.
You know, our mothers and fathers, they used to watch over the development of our personality. Because at that time, the church influence was strong. But when the church abdicated, stepped back and allowed the media and everything else to take over that role, the parents got away from that. And they stopped watching over the development of the child's personality. And all of a sudden, now the child is coming at the parents with a bat or with a knife. Parent been neglecting his responsibility for all those summers and springs and winters and falls. But now the child is threatening their parent life. Oh, hell, I got to do something. I don't know. I got to put this boy in a home, in a juvenile home, or kill him, or I'm going to have to get out of here and let him have it out. We have one of the best electrical equipment repairmen, I believe, anywhere. That's Brother Khalil. He's here today. It's okay now. All right. So it wasn't here because that one was down too, you know. So it wasn't just this mic. It's something in the system. Maybe it was just too much fire on the line. Burning. One thing we have to grow to accept, and that is that we don't control anything. We just do our best with the name of Allah, and we have to accept that that when we have done our best, that's all. Now, let's continue here, if we can. Back now to the